Hi Laura, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Laura?
We can hear you, Jack.
Great, thank you, Renee. I was hoping that I could be heard. We're not hearing Laura. She's trying to get sound. And I'm not seeing the applicant or. Oh, there they are. Okay. I'm just going to make this announcement for the public. We have 16 participants that we see. We are experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty right now, and so if you will bear with us as we get the particulars completely worked out.
That's correct. We're solving some audio issue with staff right now. So if you give us just a few more minutes, we'll resolve that and we'll proceed.
Renee, if you would give opportunity for Mr. Lyle to speak, he has his hand up.
Mr. Lyle, I have you set up.
Hi, I just wanted to check my audio that you can hear me.
We can, sir. Thank
Yes.
you.
Thank you. Let me just do. Okay, I think we resolved the audio issue.
Good afternoon. I apologize for the technical difficulties. So give me one moment as I will share my presentation.
All right, it looks like we are ready. Are we ready? May I have a check, audio check from the senior planner, Laura Tran?
Give me one moment, Director Anshano, so I can turn on the audio.
Can I turn the volume up, Laura?
Yes, give me 1 second. Thank you, Director Anshano.
And then I would also like an audio check by the principal planner, Samuel Gutierrez.
Hello.
Can you turn your volume up, sir, just a little bit? I am still not able to hear the senior planner.
My check, Director Anshano.
Yes, thank you. Would you turn your volume up a bit, please?
Let me. This is the highest that I can go, I believe.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Okay, I think we're ready to get started. This is the director's hearing on a compatible use determination, an appeal of an open space easement compatible use determination. The date is January 31st, 2023, and this is the only item on this hearing. The item is located, the file number is planning file number PLN 17-10080. The address is 2245 Liberata Drive in Morgan Hill. Assesses parcel number 2728-24-008. The senior planner Laura Tran, if you are ready to present, please do so.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Director Anshano. And before we get started, can I just confirm, can you see my screen?
We can see your screen.
Great.
I can see your screen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Right, thank you. Good afternoon, Director Anshano. My name is Laura Tran. I am the senior planner and project manager on agenda item number one. Today, I will be presenting on the appeal of the open space easement compatible use determination for construction of a single family residence at 2245 Liberata Drive. And for the record, the item was first heard for approval of the compatible use determination at the zoning administration hearing on February 4th, 2021. Noticing for the appeal was mailed to surrounding neighbors within 300 feet on January 18, 2023. As of today, staff did receive a total of 3 correspondences from neighbors, including the appellant, regarding the director's hearing. So a brief recap and orientation of the property. The subject site is located between Bernard Road and Liberata Drive, east from Hall Avenue and Cochrane Road in unincorporated Santa Clara County. The property is west of Anderson Lake and the city of Morgan Hill, and it is outside of the city of Morgan Hill's urban service area, or USA. The zoning is agriculture with combined design review zoning district. The property is 27 acre that is currently vacant and is under an active open space easement since 2007. A brief overview of the project. The applicant is proposing an approximately 8,600 square foot single family residence with a 1,300 square foot detached garage and a 1,200 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit or ADU. In reviewing the project, staff took into account a few competing factors such as visibility, siting, grading, and geologic hazard and landslide areas throughout the property. The applicant was requested for an alternative site analysis of location areas near Liberato Drive and near Bernard Road. However, that was ruled out as the grading work to stabilize the area for development would be significant. As you can see, the location of development is limited by geologic hazards and landslides throughout most of the property, and the current location takes into account all the grading, visibility, and geological constraints. As previously mentioned, the property currently has an active open space easement contract, which requires compatible use determination for new development per county ordinance section C13-16. The property meets the open space easement findings in that the development area is less than 1% of the lot coverage and is clustered on the property as much as possible. And the development is also minimizing grading to the extent as possible. The open space compatible use determination was approved at the February 4th, 2021 zoning administration hearing, and the decision was subsequently appealed not long after. The appellant is appealing the open space compatible use determination with primary concerns, which is included in the staff report relating to building on the ridgeline of the property, tree removal and environmental impacts to the smooth Lysingia plant, water drainage issues, and visual impact of the driveway from Bernard Road. So the first reason for the denial of the appeal is that although the appellant states that the development is on a ridgeline, the development is adjacent to a ridgeline. The county general plan specifically states that the development may be allowed for ridgeline and hillside development if there is no other alternatives and there is mitigation. In this case, the owner is proposing significant landscaping and a total of almost 200 trees planted throughout the property and along the driveway to screen the development. The second reason for denying the appeal is that the appellant states the proposed development will require removal of oak trees and impact to smooth Lysingia plant. The property did have unpermitted tree removal, resulted in the removal of 11 trees. However, to address the removal of the trees in the property, the owner proposed an updated landscaping and tree replanting plan that, as mentioned, will replant a total of 185 trees on the property. That includes live oaks, California pepper trees, strawberry trees, and purple leaf hopseed. The development will not impact any riparian habitat or oak woodland, and it will not impact any bay checker spot butterfly, as the biology report, also included in the report, and surveys conducted did not find evidence of the species on the property. Although the proposed development is adjacent to serpentine soil, the biology report did identify the presence of smooth Lysingia, but no other plants that are associated with serpentine soil. The smooth Lysingia is a cover plant under the Santa Clara Valley Habitat Plan, and therefore mitigation and conditions of impacts to smooth Lysingia is incorporated as part of the conditions of approval for the project under the Santa Clara Valley Habitat Plan. Next, the appellant raised the concern regarding the proposed driveway at the end of Bernard Road will increase drainage problems surrounding the neighbors. And staff's response to the concern is that the grading is minimized to the greatest extent possible that allows establishment of the single family residence. The retention pond is proposed on the furthest northern corner of the lot, and land development engineering has specific erosion control and drainage standards that is implemented for the driveway and grading design as part of the conditions of approval. And lastly, the appellant has concerns regarding the visual impact of the driveway from Bernard Road that would be visible to the surrounding neighbors. Staff's response is that the owner provided a revised landscaping plan and tree replanting plan where significant landscaping have been proposed surrounding the development. As I mentioned, in total, the owner will be planting a total of 185 trees, most of which the trees are surrounding the residence, the driveway, and throughout most of the property. With the revised landscaping and tree planting plan, the residence and the driveway will be visually screened from the valley floor and neighbors, which includes the neighboring parcels along Bernard Road. And before we conclude the presentation, staff would like to note that the project is consistent to development patterns of the surrounding neighborhood, as the area is composed of estate homes within the range of 4,000 to 8,000 square feet, with sizable residential subdivisions to the east, which is located to the east of the property, which is called the subdivision for the Holiday Estates, and to the west of the current property. Therefore, with the reasons previously discussed, staff recommends the hearing officer deny the appeal of the open space compatible use determination. And this concludes staff's presentation. Thank you for the opportunity to present, and I'm happy to answer any questions the hearing officer may have. Thank you so much, Director Anshano.
Yes, thank you for that presentation. Is the appellant ready to present? I will hold my questions until the end. Thank you, Ms. Tran. Is the appellant ready to present? Mr. Lyle?
Unmute. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you, Director Anciano. In this hearing, I will briefly comment on my three primary concerns as I've only been allocated 5 minutes without slides. These concerns and others are fully supported by the written appeal. My first concern is that county staff deny the project is on the ridgeline, but it is. This is proven with photos from both sides of the ridgeline and a topographic analysis. Even the geotechnical report says the site is crossed by a northwest trending ridgeline. This report makes it look like the home just touches the ridgeline, but this isn't accurate. After the report was written, the project was re-sited directly on the ridgeline in a highly visible area above Morgan Hill. Because the project was moved, the geotechnical report is inconsistent with the plans and should be redone or amended. Alternate site location B is in a less visible area near an existing gated entry and well. It is true that the site is near a landslide area, but this does not preclude development. Development in this location would require increased grading quantities, but this is actually encouraged by the general plan guideline RGD27 when it reduces visual impacts. OSE CUD guidelines recommend siting structures in the least visible areas. Staff say slope easements impact this location, but the existing driveway already extends beyond them. This alternate site analysis should be evaluated. Concern two, staff helped the applicants re-site the project in early 2018. Before new plans were submitted, most of the adjacent trees in a foothill pine oak woodland were removed. The tree removal was unpermitted and significant environmental damage was done. Staff reports repeatedly say that no trees are being removed, including in the CEQA determination, design reviews, and reasons for recommendation. This is despite the plans labeling a tree to be removed and stumps having been observed during an inspection. A notice of violation was issued in 2021. This violation is still active and has not been abated. Staff were notified of the tree removal before signing the CEQA exemption, which states that no trees will be removed. Concern three. Because of the tree violation, staff requested new landscaping plans. These plans propose removing more trees. In addition, they propose lining two borders of the 27-acre parcel and both sides of the ridgeline driveway with dense trees. The appeal staff report says the trees will be planted surrounding the entire property, and the residents and driveway will be visually screened from the valley floor and neighbors. As proposed, the trees will severely impact views from neighboring parcels and Anderson County Park. They will shade solar panels. They will block views of the sky from an astronomical observatory. They will form a highly visible line up the hillside and along the ridge as seen from Morgan Hill. The trees do not maintain the open space character of the land and are not compatible with an open space easement. Similar trees were planted many years ago, and the county required their removal because they were not compatible. The conditions of approval for this project state that any changes to plans may result in additional environmental review pursuant to CEQA. New landscaping plans propose further tree removals, and the project has been re-sited upon serpentine soil in an area with rare plants. Per CEQA, this project requires an environmental impact report. In conclusion, the staff report for the CUD is misrepresenting the facts. The geotechnical report is inconsistent with the plans. The landscaping plans are inconsistent with an open space easement. The project conditions and habitat plan have already been violated. An alternate site with lower impact exists and should be evaluated. The plans have changed significantly after the CUD and warrant an environmental impact report. Yesterday, I became aware of two other submissions for this property, PLN 21-022 and PLN 21-171. I've been told one is for permitting the tree removal and the other is a building site approval with a different square footage than is currently proposed. At this point, it isn't even clear what is being proposed. CEQA explicitly disallows breaking projects into smaller pieces, and California law requires the county to consider the full record before it and to disclose environmental impacts. This has not been done. This CUD, as written, is fatally flawed. I request that you accept this appeal and vacate the compatible use determination. Thank you, Director Anciano.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on this item? I see Mr. Brian Schmidt. Renee, if you could give Mr. Schmidt 3 minutes, actually 2 minutes to speak.
Hey, good afternoon. Brian Schmidt for Green Foothills speaking in support of the appeal. County has the opportunity today to do more than revoke an incorrectly determined conditional use determination. It can correct a fundamentally flawed process. The application for the CUD was and is fatally flawed, and that is the fault of the applicant. County approval of the CUD using reasoning it now rejects is the fault of the county, however. Fundamentally changing that reasoning after appeal on Thursday last week without revoking the CUD is also an ongoing fundamentally flawed process that is also the fault of the county. The cure is to start over from the beginning and do it right. Revoke the CUD and give the public a chance to review an application based on an accurate staff report, not one that staff no longer stand by. That creates the right precedent for the future. One question that unfortunately you need to decide in this appeal is what is the project being appealed and what is the reasoning that the appellant is criticizing? We assert it is the project and reasoning used to approve the project, the CUD, in February 2021. Staff assert it is a significantly changed project and contradictory reasoning that first appeared in the record on Thursday. Simply put, Director, I don't know how to help you or staff reach a good decision if your policy is that projects can change so fundamentally after a decision. Instead of arguing at length as we needed to in the original support letter that the structure was actually on a ridgeline, we could have argued that it could indeed be moved or otherwise made less prominent. And we want to additionally note that no change was made in the county's failure to comply with the habitat plan. As we said in the support letter, the project appears designed to maximize impact on the impacted plant species. And the county's first obligation is to avoid impacts, not to do mitigation, and it showed no effort to avoid impacts. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak to this item? Amanda Musi Verdel, your hand is up.
Thank you, Director Asciano. I've been working on this project for over 15 years, and specifically on the compatible use determination and building site approval for the past 10 years. In the county, over the past 10 years, we've had four separate planners on our project. Each planner has come to the same conclusion that this project is in compliance with the compatible use of open space easement use on the property. As far as work that we've done since our recent application in PLN 17, which is before you, we have done alternative site analysis in at least three different locations. We've done site walks with staff and to show them where the building will be situated. And the geologic study that is being claimed insufficient for the current building site does have borings in the area where we are putting the house, and the soil in that area has not changed. And they do have data for the site in the area where we are putting the house. The reason from the initial application to the second, the initial submittal to the resubmittal of the project, the building site did change. And that was due to geologic issues where we originally set the house on one side of the fault zone to the south side of the fault zone. We've gone and met every concern of staff's needs. We've spent the past 2 years dealing with code enforcement and the tree removal, which is, and have come to a resolution of how to abate the tree violation. We've done everything that the county staff has asked, and I'm out of time. So thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Abida Saeed. Yes, thank you. Go ahead. If I mispronounced your name, please, I apologize in advance.
That's fine. Hi, my name is Abida Sayed, and my son's property is on 18155 Bernard Road. We have a few concerns regarding the location of the retention basin. Which now has been changed. If it has been changed and removed away from our property, that would be all right. But we have a concern about the size of the ditch that is running alongside our property. The capacity of the ditch is inadequate because recently we have had, the storms that we have been getting. It will certainly overflow into our property if we have such a storm. The ditch has to be deep enough and wide enough to have enough capacity to handle the storm water intensities and should not overflow in our property. We mentioned before that our property has flooding problems as it is, and we cannot, absolutely cannot add more flooding to it. The other concern we have is that the trees that are going to be planted along the property line that abuts the subject property, and there should not be any trees blocking our view, as this is a view property. 18155 Bernard Road is a view property, and the trees will impact negatively on the value of our property if it is blocked by a row of trees. The sunlight will also be blocked coming into our property. So we want to have these two concerns looked at.
Reviewed.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on this item? If you desire to do so, yes. Ali Saeed. Renee, please give Ali Saeed opportunity to speak.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can hear you.
I am the owner of a property that is adjacent to the applicant's property at 18155 Bernard Road. I also object to the trees, both along the property line that we share, as well as the proposed trees on the driveway. Currently, we have a view from our property in that direction, and I think all of these trees that are being proposed are going to significantly impact the view of our property.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on this item? I see Bruce. Renee, would you give Bruce opportunity to speak, please?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. I live at 17795 Holiday Drive, so in Holiday Lake Estates, and my solar panels are right along the fence line, and any kind of trees that are planted are going to block the solar and basically make my pool unusable. So I can't afford to put gas in, and it will also end up blocking again the view and the sunset. So the trees are the main concern that I have, especially the inability now to heat my pool. There's enough room that he should be able to leave an opening there or only do some trees. So I think there's ways just by making some modifications to landscaping where we can both be satisfied. Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on this item? Seeing none, I will close it to public comment, and I will bring it back to staff. Ms. Tran, please, and then I will have some questions for you.
Thank you, Director Anshano. I just wanted to correct a few items in the record and for a point of clarification. So to the point that the appellant has stated, the project itself for the compatible use determination, it was actually continued from the ZA Zoning Administration February 4th meeting. I just wanted to make that clarification for the record. And to the point of the appellant's statement regarding the additional development application, it appears that there's additional development application, specifically record PLN 21-022. That is an existing building site approval, grading approval, and design review record for the property. So the project itself is a bundled project. So the PLN 21-022 that the appellant referenced is actually part of the bundled entitlement. And there is an existing violation record for the unpermitted tree removal. So to clarify in for the record that there isn't additional development or entitlement application aside from the compatible use determination that we are currently hearing now, as well as the building site approval and grading approval and the design review entitlements that will be at a separate hearing. So I just wanted to make that clarification within the record. And also to the point the appellant made regarding impact to serpentine soil. So the project itself, there will be impact to serpentine soil. However, the project is a covered project under the Santa Clara Valley Habitat Plan. So there are mitigation measures that is implemented as part of the condition of approval to mitigate the extent of the impact to serpentine soil. So I just want to make that clarification for the record.
Thank you. And Ms. Tran, I have a couple of questions, and if we'll go back to just the record. So the appellant brought up an issue and you clarified PLN 21-022 and PLN 21-171 are part of a bundled application. Is that correct?
So to clarify, to answer your question, Director Anshano, PLN 21-022 is a bundled entitlement. That is the building site approval, grading approval, and design review for the project on Liberata. PLN 21-171, that is the application for the tree removal for the unpermitted tree that was removed on the property. So I just want to make that clarification.
Thank you. And the unpermitted trees that were removed on the property, there were 11 trees that were removed on the property, and that's PLN 21-171.
That is correct.
Thank you. And I would like for you to please go to the slide that showed the landscaping and speak to the proposal of the landscaping, please.
Give me one moment, Director Anshano.
Certainly.
Going to share my screen briefly, and then I will. This is the slide regarding the landscaping. So we're seeing here is the applicant is proposing in total is going to be 185 trees mm-hmm. on the property. The applicant is proposing the oak trees along the driveway, as you can see here on this screenshot right here. Mm-hmm. And then the development area, this is part of the landscaping, one of the sheets for the landscaping plan. Is proposal for landscaping, also tree planting along the proposed single family residence.
Okay, one of the issues that was raised, and I'm not seeing the property adjacent on this particular slide, but about blocking views, about impacts to solar panels. And could you go to the slide that shows the nearest property to where this landscaping is? There was a slide that you showed the surrounding areas. And I'm trying to understand the relationship of this driveway to the properties that are speaking to their panels, their solar panels being shaded.
So Director Anshano, so this slide right here is actually the site plan for the project.
Right.
So the applicant is proposing, and I can actually, what I can do is proposing, they're proposing trees along the property. So along the property line right here that you can see. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this extends to the property lines for this is the property line along Bernard. So Bernard is this area over here. Mm-hmm. And then this is the property line, or this is the, this would be the north property line that's bordering the Holiday Court Estates, which is within this, the jurisdiction of the city of Morgan Hill.
I see. I see. And so that is the area of concern with regard to the landscaping for the views, for the solar panels that the speakers have been speaking to, not the trees coming up the driveway. You're shaking your head, but I just need for the
record. That is correct. So the concerns is along the trees along the property line along Bernard, and then the trees along the Holiday Court, the northern end of the property, which is along the Holiday Court side of the property.
Thank you. And could you go to the alternative analysis where you show the different sites that staff looked at? And for the record, if you would just clarify. So in this slide, this is the analysis of the alternative site locations that staff looked at. Would you explain? So the one area where it's showing the landslide area, you looked at this location. The house is situated closer to Labrada Drive. And the concern that staff had with this alternative, please explain.
Sure, Director Anshano. So the location, so for clarification, staff looked at two alternative site analyses. One is closer to Bernard Road, which is the alternative site over here on the east side of the screen. And this would be one of them, both of them, would require significant amount of grading. Uh-huh. Not to mention there are these, you can see the green dots here on the mm-hmm. slide, on the side. Yeah.
Those are
they
trees.
Are existing oak trees. They're very mm-hmm. mature oak trees. So this will require removal of the existing mature oak trees on the property for the development closer to Bernard. Not to mention there would be significantly more grading to stabilize the foundation and the building pad for this area. Mm-hmm. The other alternative site location is Liberata Drive, which is closer to Liberata Drive. However, again, it is closer, the actual driveway would actually go through the an existing landslide area. Mm-hmm. And therefore would need to have more additional grading stabilization and more grading proposed for the project itself. Mm-hmm. So staff balanced a lot of factors in considering the site itself. Even though it's a 27-acre lot, it mm-hmm. is very limited in terms of feasible area for development due to we have existing landslide, also geological hazard areas, slope hazard areas, instability, and as well as existing mature oak trees on the property, and then also visibility concerns. So there's many competing factors that staff, when reviewing the alternative site analysis, that staff had to take into consideration to land or to conclude where the proposed development ended up being, where it is currently being proposed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there was a speaker that brought up the issue of not being clear what the appeal actually is and what has changed. What has changed from what actually was before the zoning administrator? Has the site and the proposed application changed significantly from what was presented to, from the project that was presented to the zoning administrator?
So the project itself, the development area, the location of the development has not changed. What has changed is the increased of landscaping as well as the replanting plan. When the project itself was heard at the zoning administration, the issue of the unpermitted tree was not brought up yet. So that wasn't taken into consideration. However, the project itself right now, the applicant has agreed to revise their landscaping, has increased or has agreed to do a tree replanting and do a propose a significant amount of trees. Again, as I mentioned, 185 trees in totality on the property. So that aspect has changed. However, the area of the development has not changed, or the location of the development has not changed.
Okay, thank you. So the location of the development, the size of the development, the ADU and the detached garage has not changed from what was proposed to the zoning administrator. What has changed is the proposed landscape plan has been modified. Is that what I'm hearing from staff?
Yes, that is correct.
And the proposed landscape plan modification was in response to comments that were received at the zoning administrative hearing?
The proposed landscaping plans was modified in response to comments, but also in response to the tree removal, the unpermitted tree removal on the property.
Okay. And if you would speak to the unpermitted tree removal, and with the slide that is on the screen, would you indicate for me where the trees were removed on this site? The yellow is what we're calling the debris flow area. I would like to see where the trees were removed.
So let me go back to the screen in this area. So this is the current site plan.
Yes.
And the area for the unpermitted tree removal was in this location. It's in this to the so north is this side, so it would be to the, I guess, northeast of where the area lower, so it's closer to the border of the adjacent, southern border of the adjacent property to the south of this site plan that you can see here.
Mm-hmm. I'll be a little more direct. The trees that were removed, were the trees removed in the proposed development area that staff has analyzed?
No. So the area of where the proposed development, there were, to my recollection, to my understanding, that there were not the unpermitted trees removal were not in this area.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. And would you speak to, you mentioned the general plan. One of the policies in the general plan relative to the view shed. And I'm looking in growth and development, that section of the general plan. And what it speaks to is GD 31, speaks to ridgeline and hillside development that creates a major negative visual impact from the valley floor should be avoided or mitigated. So in your analysis of the, in your site analysis, your alternative site analysis, did you look at the proposed development from the valley floor?
We did. So staff actually went to, did several site visits and from different vantage points of from the valley floor, looking towards the property. So staff, when we did the site analysis, staff actually did go out into onto the property, and we looked at the different site locations from the valley floor, from Cochrane Road, looking up onto this property, and looking from Holiday Court, which is on the other side of the property in the Holiday Subdivision Estate, and looking, in the rear of the property. Mm-hmm. To take a look at the different vantage points.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just for the record, in those vantage points, the valley floor is the vantage point that is outlined in the general plan, correct?
The valley floor, the county itself, we don't have a direct or specific definition of the valley floor. However, staff's understanding, the valley floor is the viewpoint from a public road. Okay. So in this case, when we're looking at the different site alternatives and also the proposed location, we're looking, staff has done the site inspection, the project has gone out to the site and looked on the vantage point from the valley floor, from Cochrane Road, and from the Holiday Court, which is, as I mentioned, to the rear of the property, looking towards the property from the other side vantage point.
Would you show me those locations on this lot, on this?
Sure. So actually, let me go to.
Now you said from the county road, the housing development to the north of this site is not county property, so you would not be on a county road in the Holiday development. Is that correct?
So for clarification and for the record, Director Anshano, staff has actually drove onto Holiday Drive, which is this side of the property, and I've looked at towards the development from this vantage point, which is from the Holiday Estate subdivision, which is this road right here, as you can see towards the screen. Yes. And then Cochrane Road is actually on the south side. So where this area, so staff has actually mm-hmm. stood on this side looking towards the property mm-hmm. From the valley floor, which would be in this area.
I see.
From the development site.
I see. And Holiday Estates is in the city of Morgan Hill.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. And then one last question before I render my decision. The environmental document or the categorical exemption, how did staff come to categorically exempt this project?
The environmental exemption does provide, so for a section 15303 for a new single family residence, It is categorically exempt, even though there is going to be impact to serpentine soil. That impact is actually mitigated and under the Santa Clara Valley Habitat Plan. So conditions of mitigation has already been included as the conditions of approval. So in that analysis, we have made a determination for the category exemption for the single family residence.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, staff. Is there anything else you wish to clarify before I render my decision?
No, and if I thank you so much for the opportunity to present, and if you have any further questions, feel free to let me know.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to take a little recess. It is 3:00, and I will come back in just at 3:05, just 5 minutes. Thank you. All right. Thank you all for your patience. A lot of information. We are now back in session. A lot of information has been presented today, some of which is not in the purview of the action that the director is charged to take on this item. This is a compatible use determination. And in dealing with application, as I said, a lot of information has come forward. I want to first thank everyone for taking the time to come to the hearing, present this item, and present your concerns relative to the proposed development. Staff? Oh, I see a hand is raised by Mr. Gutierrez. Mr. Gutierrez, if you would, please.
Yes, sorry for the interruption. I just wanted to note that previously you weren't being displayed.
Again, I'm sorry.
Your camera wasn't on, but now it's on. I think it was a glitch. That's all I was going to note.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that was presented on this item. If my camera wasn't on, I apologize. And I wanted to say this is an appeal of the open space easement compatible use determination for a new single family dwelling. I appreciate the information that has been presented. The project in totality is not what is before me. It is just the open space easement compatibility use determination. And that determination, there are specific findings that must be made and specific items that I must review. In making this determination. Relative to the proposed landscaping and looking at the county code, I would say that the proposed landscaping that I'm not taking action on, want to be very clear. However, I believe it is excessive, and I'm going to propose to staff that you would look at the proposed landscaping very carefully along with our code, if you would. There is a requirement for a 10-to-1 replacement, and we're looking at 185 trees that are being proposed. So a 10-to-1 would be 111 if 11 trees were removed, right? And so 110. Did I say 111? I think 110. 110 trees would be proposed as part of the replacement. Now, I recognize that the applicant may propose more, but please consider the comments that have been made by the public relative to the potential impact to areas that, again, this compatible use determination, I'm not speaking to the protection of their views, because there is no policy in our code, the Santa Clara County General Plan, that protects private views. There is no policy in the Santa Clara County General Plan that protects sunlight to homes. We do not have policies relative to those issues. But what we do have, and what is before me, is an appeal of the open space easement compatibility determination for the construction of a new single family dwelling. It is my recommendation, well, it's my final decision to deny the appeal as staff has recommended for the following reasons. The site will be preserved as proposed, the development as proposed. We're looking at 0.87% of the total square footage of the site proposed for development, which is under the 1% requirement. And so more than 1%? It's the open space easement requires a 5% allowance of development, and we're looking at less than 1% of the total site. Is that correct? Am I correct in that calculation, Ms. Tran?
Yes, you're correct, Director Anshano. The 5% is the maximum coverage for that's allowed under a compatible use determination for open space easement.
Thank you. And so therefore, we're at a situation where, as I said, I'm rendering a denial of the appeal of the open space, moving forward with the recommendation from staff for that particular reason. I would encourage staff to look at the landscaping. I would encourage the applicant to work with your neighbors as you're moving forward with the permits with the zoning administrator. It's very difficult to move into a neighborhood and have opposition. You want to have harmony. So I would encourage you to work with your neighbor if there is a way to achieve some type of balance, but that is not what is before me today. Well, relative to the compatible uses in the development, all uses or development of an area has some restrictions that they must meet. The proposed use or development must effectively preserve for public use or enjoyment the natural or scenic character of the land. In looking at the proposal that staff has presented and the alternative analysis, the geologic reports, geotechnical reports, the biological reports that have been prepared, I believe that this is achieved. The proposed development does not significantly impair the open space character of the land. I think that this house is in keeping with the character of the neighborhood, and I think that they've sited the house pretty carefully. The proposed development is not a subdivision. This is not a subdivision of the lot. It's just a proposal for one single family home, an ADU, and a detached garage. And so looking at all of the information that has been presented, it is my decision to deny the appeal of the open space easement and compatible use determination, moving the project forward. I would again encourage the applicant to work with your neighbors to find a balance. I would ask staff to look at the landscape plan very carefully. Perhaps there is some harmony that can be struck as you are moving forward with this development with the neighbors. And I would like to clarify one item. There is a habitat management plan. And in that management plan, there were mitigation measures that were identified that become conditions of approval on projects that are deemed categorically exempt. Those conditions of approval will carry through on the project once the final decision or hearing officer makes their decision. I just want to clarify that because we've been speaking about mitigations. Mitigation measures are imposed when you have an initial study or some other form of an environmental document, either an EIR or but not when a project is categorically exempt. So I just wanted to clarify that what will be applied are conditions of approval to the project. Thank you all for your attendance today. Staff, is there anything you would like to say? Either Laura Tran or Mr. Gutierrez. All right, thank you all for attending, and I wish you well. Hand is up. Thank you. Could you allow him to speak?
Can you hear me?
We can.
Hi, my hand's actually been raised for the last half hour or longer.
It's okay, Mr. Lyle. I had closed it to the floor. I had closed the public comment. So we're just allowing you to ask a question. The hearing is over. Please go ahead.
That's fine. I would just request, Director Anciano, that you look at the written comments that have pictures showing the trees removed directly adjacent to the site. And the plans even showed a tree within the plans of the house.
Okay.
The other thing is Planner Tran was misstating the roads when she was pointing at the map. She was pointing at Main Road there. And Planner Tran has in her possession pictures from Main Road. She has pictures from Hill Road below that clearly show the story poles visible. They're not as visible from Cochrane Road. But so I feel that the evidence that has been presented in the written portions of this appeal have not been looked at.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Thank you. This hearing is over.